Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all-new conversation right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WOMTRadio.com. Once again, in the studio, we got Wendy from the ADRC. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. Sun's shining.
Absolutely. Do you know why eggs don't tell jokes usually? No, they just might crack up.
Oh, you know? Ba-dum-bum. Well, I got one for you.
Please.
So why did the tomato turn red?
Something about blushings. That's all I got.
It saw the salad dressing.
Oh, there we go. That's good. That's good. I like it. I like it. Hey, first and foremost, how are things going over at the ADRC?
As always, well, just because we are feel fortunate to be able to serve the community in the capacity that we are. So they're good. We got there a great team there.
Let's talk about men's roles in caregiving today.
Very overlooked. I think men don't always see themselves in a position to reach out and seek care for themselves when they are taking on strong roles that we might typically think are women's roles, right? We think caregivers, we think women most of the time. So I don't think that the men always get the support that they need when they're doing the hard job of caregiving. At the ADRC, we have a men's support group that is very well received. And we have that the third Wednesday of every month from 9 to 10:30. And Paul, one of our INA specialists, leads it, and he's built up a really great support network there for men who are caring for their loved ones.
Yeah, I think it's important for anyone, men or anyone in general, but to really have that fellowship, that community, and have that support, especially if you are supporting a loved one, someone needs to help be supporting you.
100%. If you don't have those connections, it can feel very isolated and alone and overwhelmed. And you forget that others are going through the same thing. And some of the feelings that you're having are very similar to others. And I think just in that nature of feeling that support and that connectedness makes you feel like maybe you can move forward and keep doing it.
Yeah. So what do you guys do during this support group, you know, for this hour and a half? It's once a month. Like what is it, just more conversations? Like what do they do?
Well, I believe eat, because I typically see donuts or sometimes them eating at a restaurant.
Hey, we all need food, you know, right?
Yeah. Just a lot of camaraderie. I truly think that, like, just sharing the stories they're going through, making the newcomers feel welcome. And I think laughter is a big part of it. I hear a lot of laughter going on sometimes when I walk past that room and that's going on.
Well, laughter is a great form of medicine, right?
Yes, it is. And that's why dad jokes are so important.
There we go. There we go. Indeed. And is this support group open to any male out there that's doing support? Like, what are the qualifications to join this group?
Being a caregiver. Yep.
Okay.
And I think that, too, it's important to recognize what a caregiver looks like. A lot of times people think, well, if I'm not doing it full time or if I'm doing it for my wife, well, then that's just my duty to do that. I'm not a caregiver, but you are a caregiver. And if you want to continue doing that in a way that keeps you also healthy, you really need support. So
absolutely. Yeah. And that's why the ADRC is here to support our community in many ways. And this is just one of the ways for the men's caregiver support group. Once again, the third Wednesday of every month from 9 until 10:30 at the ADRC of the Lakeshore.
Yes.
There we go. 1701 Michigan Avenue. Wendy, if people want to learn more about the ADRC, if they want to connect with you or anyone over at the organization, how do they connect with you guys? What's the best way of reaching out?
They can call us at 920-683-4180. Walk in. Like I said, we always like people visiting us. Give us a call, though, if you want to set up an appointment and you don't want to wait, possibly. We have a Facebook page, and you can also visit our website.
There we go. Wendy, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. This is WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.